The digital age presents unique opportunities and challenges for researchers in the field of data collection. At the forefront of this evolving landscape, FairGen is pioneering. A bold move by the company to integrate synthetic data and AI-generated responses has caused quite a stir. A closer look at FairGen's methodology reveals the intricate tapestry of modern technology and statistical finesse. Blurring the lines between artificial and authentic, they've managed to amplify the power of survey results, pulling the future of data analytics into the present. Synthetic data isn't a new concept by any means, yet when wielded by FairGen's sophisticated algorithms, its potency is undeniable. The AI does not just fill gaps, it predicts and models human responses with uncanny precision. Critics argue, they claim that the authenticity of survey results may be compromised. Supporters retort with the benefits. Vastly improved datasets and reduced costs set the stage for a revolution in survey-based research. At the heart of the controversy lies the question of reliability. Can AI truly replicate the nuances of human thought? FairGen's success suggests a resounding yes, though certainty in such matters is often elusive. This isn't just about technology. It's about reshaping our understanding of what data collection and analysis can be in the modern era. With each AI-generated response, we are inching closer to a new paradigm for market research and public opinion polling. The implications are vast. Industries across the board could benefit from this advanced approach to digesting public sentiment. Yet as we embrace these tools, we must remain vigilant to ensure the ethical use of such powerful technology. FairGen stands at a crossroads between innovation and the status quo. The world watches, eager to see the ripple effects of this bold foray into the fusion of AI and data science. It's clear that the impact of FairGen's work will reverberate far beyond the confines of their own industry. As with any pioneering effort, time will be the ultimate judge of their approach's efficacy. For now, one thing is certain: the conversation around data, its collection, its synthesis, and its implications has irrevocably changed.